You know, one of the things that happens, we often can't hear Jesus because we kind of have our Pauline doctrine of justification by faith so perfectly worked out in our mind that when Jesus comes along and he talks the way he talks, it just sometimes it goes right over us. Listen to this. You've read this before. You've heard this. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it. Have you thought about that verse before? You see, we don't like to think that way. If I want to save my life, my spiritual life, if I want to save my spiritual life, then I'm going to lose my life for the gospel's sake? And I just ask you this, Christian, have you lost your life for the gospel's sake? Has that happened? Have you found something in this message? There's a glory, there's a beauty, there's a motivation in the gospel that makes you view everything. It makes you view life and comfort and security and safety and retirement and money and your plans and your dreams and your vacations and all of that. Have you found something in the gospel that makes you consider this life altogether differently? Has some glory jumped out at you and grabbed hold of you to where it constrains you now? There is a glory in this message. There is something marvelous. There is something in this Christ revealed in this message. And what he's done by the shedding of his blood? Has something happened where now you look at the rest of your life and you say, you know what? I'm going to die to that. I'm going to live for this. Because Jesus says that if you live for those things, for the money and the retirement and the vacations, then you lose your soul. So that's the question. Has the gospel given you reason to lose your life? Can't you say? Absolutely. This is the most glorious thing I've ever come across. It absolutely changes everything.
This excerpt was taken from Tim Conway's full sermon entitled Evangelistic Responsibility of the Church, Go, which was preached at the 2022 Fellowship Conference.